rest. But you work hard in the day, and in the night the rest comes on its own accord. You have earned it. Your hard work brings rest. Philosophically, reconciliation is not possible. Work cannot be rest. Rest cannot be work. If you try to create a synthesis, you will destroy both, the beauty of both. Work is work, rest is rest. But work done well brings rest. And if you have rested well in the night, in the morning you will feel so vital, so alive, so full of energy that work is needed. Rest brings work, work brings rest. This is a circle. Reconciliation is already there. Day brings night, night brings day. Life brings death, death brings life. They are half circles. Both together, the circle is perfect and complete. But please don't try to reconcile them in theory, in philosophy. In existence, watch and see how polar opposites are functioning together, hand in hand, as complementaries. That has not been done yet. In fact, humanity was not mature enough to do it up to now. Everything needs a particular time, a particular maturity to do. The East has lived religiously. That was one pole. And because it lived religiously, it has not been able to produce science. The West has lived scientifically, and because of its science, it has lost track of religion. Now, for the first time, the East is no more East, and the West is no more West. The earth is becoming one. The earth is becoming one global village. This is the time when the reconciliation can be seen, can be understood. Man is entering into a new phase. A new consciousness is to dawn. For at least 10,000 years, as far as consciousness is concerned, nothing new has happened. There have been Buddhas, and there have been Albert Einsteins, but yet we are waiting for a Buddha who is also an Albert Einstein, or an Albert Einstein who is also a Buddha. The day is coming closer and closer. Albert Einstein in his last days were very much interested in meditation, in religion. His last days were full of wonder. He said in his old age that I used to think when I was young that sooner or later all the mysteries of existence will be solved. And I worked hard. But now I can say the more we know, the more existence turns to be mysterious. The more we know, the less we know. The more we become aware of the vastness. Science has not been able to demystify.